Session. I get the opportunity to talk with Linda K. Jones and Ashley LaRue in from OKM Music. You may know them historically as OK Mozart Festival. Same basic organization. We're picking up a little bit extra mission. Ladies, thank you for coming this morning.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having
us. And you got a big reveal coming up Thursday night. This is always a big event.
Yeah, always.
Yes, our traditional launch party is kind of taking a new twist this year. And we're going to be in front of our office on Thursday evening from 4 to 6.
Well, we're looking for good weather Thursday night. Looks like right now clouds and an overnight low around 42 after a high in the 60s. So
that'll
not
be perfect.
Too bad for spring.
Yeah. Should be good. Yeah. Should be good.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we'll have sweets and swag. So the first 100 people get swag. But then we have a swag bag for those who buy tickets. So we're really excited. The tickets will be on sale at the launch and also on the website.
And this is the best time to buy tickets because other than maybe some seasoned subscribers that might have gotten something early, you're among the first in line. Right?
Exactly.
And so you can walk over to the seating chart if you choose to and point right there and say, that's where I want my seat.
Yes, we're really excited about launching outdoors and in front of our building. And we have another really big surprise that I can't talk about in the way that we're launching. So we're really excited.
Okay, well, I'll keep asking. And, you know, sometime between now and Thursday night, maybe you'll tell me. But anyway, this is always a big event for Bartlesville. It draws attention for Northeast Oklahoma, not only all over the state, but Kansas, Missouri, Texas. You can keep on going out further just with the ripples in the water.
Yes, we have people that buy tickets from lots of different states across the country, so it's good.
Yeah, but I know that the emphasis over the last several years has been to please the hometown folks, to make sure that the people who live less than a mile away come to the festival and see what's going on. Yes, the folks from Washington State, Oregon, California, Illinois will still be here, but it's that hometown crowd that I think you've really tried to cater to.
Yeah, I think we try to bring in artists that wouldn't normally come to Oklahoma, and as well as promoting local artists. So you have a little bit of both people, you know, local artists that people may have seen around Tulsa or Bartlesville, but then we also have big names that wouldn't normally come to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. So we're excited.
I think so. And, you know, I've seen also over the last several years several recurring artists. For instance, the Muro Quartet has been part of it the last several years. You've had some returning artists. Cowtown has been here several times. So I don't know what you've got planned because you didn't tell me. But I have seen.
You have to come out on Thursday.
I'll be
4
there.
O'clock. Yeah.
it is starting at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, which means people can maybe slide out the door a little bit or get there at 5 after 5 and not miss a whole lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we'll be there till 6, and we'll have, like we say, the first 100 will be the beneficiaries of some nice swag, but then hang around and buy tickets and get a swag bag.
We
have some sweets.
Even better swag in the bag.
Yeah.
come late, get better stuff. Okay. you've really been working on this event and planning for the June festival now probably since June 30th of last year.
Yeah.
Pretty much. The whiteboard went up in the conference room last September, and we started putting things on it that we thought we wanted to include.
Now, part of it is no doubt trying to gauge the interest of who your audience will want to see, but part of it also, I'm sure, is that relationships that you've built, and again, I don't know who's coming, organizations like the Muro Quartet, who have been here the last several years and likely would probably come again if you ask them.
Yeah, we have, you know, we took the input from the community. We had a survey that went out after the festival and our Facebook page, and so we really kind of looked through and looked at what all these people kind of recommended and our board and just talking around, and I think we did a good job with the lineup this year. I'm really proud of the mix of classical, traditional chamber music and then like some big names coming from all over the country.
And you have, I'm not telling anything that hasn't already been released in this case. You're picking other genres as well. You're expanding more into jazz. You're expanding more into other musical forms, trying to find the best of music that's available for Northeast Oklahoma.
Yes, we're launching our new brand as well. So
And that was really about just being more inclusive of the entire community so that we understand that not everybody loves classical music like you and I. and so we wanted to be able to open that up to everyone and make it more accessible because we really believe that arts should be accessible to everybody no matter what. And so that was kind of the idea of moving these concerts outside to, you know, it's to make people want to come out and enjoy Oklahoma, enjoy their community.
Well, I think if you talk to some folks, when they talk about the festival, traditionally they will talk about the Woolerock concert because to them,
yes,
driving in from Tulsa, driving in from Oklahoma City, mm-hmm, that's what they came to. Therefore, that's their impression of the festival.
Yes.
And we're excited for Woolerock again this year. We have the same kind of format. We'll have the food trucks out, stuff for the kids to do. Maybe even a few new surprises for kids, so we're excited.
Well, speaking of kids, we were talking before we went on the air, and the old name OK Mozart Festival, the new name OKM Music, one of the things you have kept is that commitment to young people and to be that point of introduction for the arts.
Yeah, I mean, also there's numerous studies that show how important it is for kids to have access to music, especially even like classical music, and just having, you know, all of just getting your hands on an instrument is such an important part of our mission. And so, like, when we open up Ambler Hall during our festival, we have violins for the kids to play on. We will have guitar lessons this year. So we're really trying to, yet like you said, be that point of contact for kids, for them to first get their hands on instruments and maybe even spark that interest that will carry them through their lifetime.
Well, and I mean, it is, many artists are classically trained, from Michael Bublé to
down
the list.
Exactly.
And they will all, I've heard many of them say it, it was that classical training that they had at first grade, third grade, fifth grade, eighth grade, whatever it was, that taught them the rules, so then as
they can break them.
Exactly.
yes, exactly. So yeah, we love, I love the discipline and commitment that you get studying a classical music instrument, and so yeah, that's kind of what we hope to accomplish with the conservatory that we're doing with the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
That'll run for a week during our festival. And those kids that are in their summer program will get their chance to play a violin and a viola, as well as do breakout workshops with vocals and other fun instruments, like maybe kazoos and things like that.
Sure.
But we have a local educator that's going to help us direct that program. And we hope to get those kids out at Woolerock to do a little show for our patrons as we open up the show.
And we really haven't talked a lot yet about this cooperative effort with the Salvation Army, who one of the things that we think of historically is that brass band. So,
right,
again,
yeah.
it's that relationship of another organization, maybe not their primary mission, but certainly one of the things they're known for is music.
Yeah, and I talked to, you know, the director there, and Stacy was really excited about doing this kind of program, and we hope to do it every year because, again, like, these kids may never get an opportunity to take a music lesson, and we think that this kind of stuff is so important for, like, all kids, you know?
Well, and I think it sounds as though you and I had a similar background in that when it came time that the folks came in with all the musical instruments to choose what you wanted to play in band, if you've never held a violin, a clarinet,
yeah,
a saxophone, a flute, a trumpet, if you've never even held one in your hand, how do I know that's what I want to play?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all about exposure. And we really wanted to get some brass instruments for those kids to play, but those they don't really make small ones.
Well,
so
sure.
We had a great
concert
easier
over the weekend with the piccolo trumpet. It worked very nicely.
Yeah.
But you're right, that's not the typical instrument.
Yeah, so
we're starting with the violins this year, and we'll work from there.
Yeah.
So.
And the nice thing about with the Suzuki violins, you can find instruments that fit their hands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Sade Music has done it. I mean, they're helping us
they're
immensely
partnering with us on this, so.
With this task. You know, they've given us these violins, so we're like 65, 70, so we're excited.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And again, to get a provider like Sade Music that will be the source for the for what you're trying to get out there,
right.
And besides that, if you're an instrumentalist, you're well familiar with them, and they're probably where you take the instrument for maintenance when it needs a little bit of something.
Yeah,
that's true.
But again, without going into a lot of detail, although I'll ask for every detail you want to give me, will we see the calendar somewhat similar to what we're used to, starting more or less on a weekend?
Yes.
Still, the dates will be are the 9th through the 15th.
Yeah.
So still the same kind of calendar.
Yeah, Saturday through Friday.
And so over the course of those dates, still a little bit something for everybody.
Yes.
And
and really community driven. I think that's the biggest change this year. And well, not really a change, but I think a big focus for us was just to involve the entire community, and getting everybody to want to experience music. You know, not just come because you like that artist or you know. And do you understand what I mean? But
yes,
more
I do.
Like coming to experience the whole experience of sitting and watching, you know, an artist perform under the Oklahoma stars and hanging out with your neighbor and, you know, having some, I don't know,
Live music is live music. It's created for you at that moment. Yeah. It's just like a live stage production of a play or anything else. It is brand new and fresh at that moment just for you.
Yeah.
Well, and last year, one of our more popular concerts was the one we had at Sooner Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we went from there on that. So
And so basically, and maybe you're not using these words, but you're saying to the audience, you spoke, we heard you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's important for any organization that if you're serving the population that is supporting you, then probably you're gonna grow.
And so much has changed in Bartlesville since we began 34 years ago, and so we really tried to listen to what our patrons and what the community wanted from us without letting go of the tradition and the heritage that's taken us this far. So I hope we have the formula.
I think we have a good mix.
we'll resonate with everyone.
One of the things that I think has made this organization popular also, in addition to the major artists, the major concerts, is all the showcase events that go on throughout the festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And we have those as well. So during the day, during the main week of the festival, we'll have free concerts in the churches around. Is it around just downtown?
Uh-huh. Right? Downtown churches.
Yeah.
Not always, but that's typically what you've done. And there are quite a few venues downtown for you to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited about that because, again, it gives another opportunity for people to have that kind of exposure to music without having to pay. It's going to be really nice to
And our
be
children's
able to open
events
that up.
Are all free of cost this year, except for the Princess Tea. Mm-hmm. We have to charge for that because we have to limit it to 36 people. So the first 36 that sign up get that. So
And all the tickets
other than
will
that,
be online, or you can come into our office. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And again, most events are other than again the major concerts. I've always tried to use the words free or inexpensive because I know you really try to hold down the cost for showcase events, particularly because they're not the headline artists, but that doesn't mean they're not worthwhile.
Well, right, and we listened on our concert prices also this year. So
We feel like the ticket prices are really they're at a good level that I think a lot of people can afford. And I'm really happy that we're able to do that. And it wouldn't be possible without all the support we have in the community from our patrons and our corporate sponsors.
They've really rallied around us this year.
Yeah, they really have.
And that is so important for any organization, but I think particularly for the nonprofit world.
And for the arts, and for the arts organizations.
And I realize that nationally, I'll say government support for the arts, again, just like corporate support, is not necessarily what it was at one time. Budgets are limited elsewhere.
Yes.
We're also doing a little bit of a partnership with the Price Tower.
Okay.
Our artists are going to be staying there this year, so that was nice. We worked with them on that. So, and they've got the new chef that's going to work with them on their meal choices and things.
Great.
So you've
talked about concerts under the stars, so that is somewhat of a change from traditional venues. You sound like you're doing more outdoor events.
Yes, by popular demand.
That's always good.
And let's just hope the weather cooperates.
Well, I'm sure there are other plans.
There are.
The concert in Sooner Park was really, really popular last year. We had so many comments about that on our survey. People just really enjoyed going out and listening to the music at a beautiful park. So,
It all will be announced, revealed, all the details out in front of you in black and white or whatever color you print the information.
Yes. And on our website, Facebook, Instagram. It'll all be up on Thursday.
And again, the event Thursday is free.
Yes, it
and
is.
And it is not inside your offices, but you might be invited inside to look
some
of the stuff.
Come inside, check out Ambler Hall and things like that. But yes, we'll have the sweets and swag and things for people to do and hear about.
A big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like a good idea to me. That is the big event, the big reveal, all the major announcement for what's going on this year for OKM starting, Thursday night, 4 o'clock. Be there. You will be excited. News on the way next.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.